From Washington, this is VOA News. The Palestinian attack leaves four dead in Israel. NATO warns of the Russian military buildup in and near Ukraine. I'm David DeForest reporting from Washington. Two Palestinians burst into a Jerusalem synagogue today, killing four people during morning prayers. The two were shot and killed by police. Israel's foreign ministry says all four of the victims were rabbis. Eight people were wounded. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry immediately called on Palestinians to condemn the attack. Al Pessin takes a look.
Secretary Kerry called the attack pure terror and senseless brutality and murder, and he put the responsibility on Palestinian leaders to end the incitement he says has led to such attacks in recent weeks.
And they must begin to take serious steps to restrain any kind of incitement that comes from their language, from other people's language, and exhibit the kind of leadership that is necessary.
The Palestinian news agency quotes Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as condemning the killing of civilians from any side and the whole cycle of violence. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia has launched a serious military buildup both inside Ukraine and along its shared border.
At least it is a military buildup. And the picture we have confirms the picture which is also provided by other sources, by open sources, by independent reporters, by the OSCE.
Speaking today in Brussels, Stoltenberg urged Russia to pull back its troops. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight against Ebola has a long way to go, despite success in treating cases diagnosed in the U.S. This is VOA News. Ex-rebels in the Central African Republic have been threatening to blow themselves up to protest a government attempt to relocate them from camps in the capital, Bangui. Nick Long has more.
Tensions are running high in the streets of Bangui around two camps containing ex-rebels as negotiations over their future drag on. Peacekeepers from the United Nations mission MINUSCA have deployed in the area to prevent clashes between the ex-Seleka rebels inside the camps and anti-Balaka militia outside. Adding to the tension, two young ex-Seleka told local radio that a government offer to pay ex-rebels $25 each to get out of the camps was not enough. They said the fighters wanted $500 each, and if they didn't get it, they would blow up an ammunition dump in one of the camps. So far, that threat has not been acted on. Nick Long for VOA News, Bangui.
Afghan officials say a suicide bomb blast has killed at least two security guards at a foreign compound in Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman said a small truck packed with explosives rammed the gate of a foreign base in a district of the capital today. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong have offered no resistance as authorities have begun clearing a site occupied by demonstrators since late September. Acting on a court order today, bailiffs started dismantling street barricades in a section of the Admiralty District near government headquarters. Some of the protesters had already moved their tents and other belongings to a nearby site that police have left alone. Japan's prime minister has delayed a sales tax increase and has called for new elections. At a news conference today, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced he will dissolve parliament this week and hold elections next month, 2 years ahead of schedule. No exact date for the election was given, but Japanese media reported it is likely to be held sometime in mid-December, possibly December 14th. Mr. Abe also said he will put off raising the country's consumption tax for another 18 months until April 2017. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he hopes the U.S. and five other leading nations can reach an agreement with Iran on that country's nuclear program. Negotiators from Iran and the so-called P5 plus 1 group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, are meeting today in Vienna. They have less than a week to reach an agreement before their November 24th deadline. Michel Kafando was sworn in today as Burkina Faso's interim president. He has the task of steering the West African country back to civilian rule. Mr. Kafando pledged to respect both the constitution and the transitional charter. Briefly, looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up, markets up in Europe. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.